ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here. Beginner lesson number 168. Disaster drill 1. Natsuko-san.
1.
1. There's usually a 2.
Yeah.
Sometimes a 3, and then we take it from there. Let's start off with disaster drill. How do we say that in Japanese?
避難訓練.
Okay, and just break that down.
避難訓練. 避難 means to get away from disaster.
Escape disaster.
Yeah. And 訓練 means training or drill.
And this is translated as disaster drill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is quite common in Japan because there are lots of disasters.
Yes.
Or not lots of disasters, but potential for many disasters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Natsuko-san, in Japanese, can you give us some of the main threatening disasters in Japan?
One should definitely be 地震.
Earthquake.
And maybe 火事.
Fire. Yes, so many of the buildings are so close together.
Mm-hmm. And mostly they're wooden.
Yeah. Tinderbox. Also we have?
Typhoon.
Just listen to the pronunciation one more time.
Typhoon.
And English typhoon.
Tsunami.
Tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's the large wave.
Yeah. The word tsunami is almost now a global standard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because of the disaster.
Yeah. And I believe I was reading like the difference between tsunami and tidal wave. The tidal wave is a big wall of water.
Oh, yeah.
Where the tsunami is the long waves.
Oh.
Like the water pulls in and out. But I probably will be corrected on the blog. Okay. With that said, conversation today, what do we have? Where is the conversation taking place?
School.
Okay, so what kind of Japanese do we have?
Both informal and formal.
And why is that?
Because here it's teacher and student.
So the teacher is speaking informal Japanese and the kids are speaking polite Japanese to the teacher. All right, here we go.
今日は避難訓練がある。
やだ!
緊急の場合に守らないといけない
大切な言葉は何だったか分かる人は手を挙げて。はい、はい、はい、はい。じゃあ、山田。オアシスです。オアシスってどういう意味だ?幼い、慌てない、静かに、素早くの頭の文字を取ったものです。おー、正解。まさか山田が正解するとは。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。今日は避難訓練がある。やだ。緊急の場合に守らないといけない大切な言葉は何だったか分かる人
人は手を挙げて。はい、はい、はい、はい。じゃあ、山田。オアシスです。オアシスってどういう意味だ?幼い、慌てない、静かに、素早くの 頭の文字を取ったものです。おー、正解。まさか山田が正解するとは。次は英語が入ります。今日は避難訓練がある。
We have a disaster drill today.
やだ!
What? We don't want to.
緊急の場合に守らないといけない大切な言葉は何だったか。分かる人は手を挙げて。
Who remembers the important phrase we have to abide by in the case of emergency? The person who knows, please raise your hand.
Hi, 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 hi.
Me.
じゃあ、Yamada.
Well, how about you, Yamada?
Oasis です。
Oasis.
Oasis ってどういう意味だ?
And what does Oasis stand for?
押さない、慌てない、静かに、素早くの頭の文字を取ったものです。
It's the first letter from the words, don't push, don't rush, be quiet, but nimble.
おお、正解。まさか山田が正解するとは。
Wow, that's correct. I never expected Yamada to give the right answer. 夏子さん、今日の会話どう思いましたか?
ああ、なんかショック。
What's wrong? What are you shocked about? What are you surprised about?
I really recall my elementary school days, but I found out that the keyword changed from my time, from my days.
Oh, that is a bit surprising. So the word we use today, which was one more time?
Oasis.
That wasn't around when you were in elementary school.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we used okashi.
Okashi?
Uh-huh.
Okashii?
Okashi, only three words.
Three words?
Yeah, three letters.
So, not that extra E that I put in there.
No, so...
And what do they stand for?
Osanai, kakenai, shaberanai.
Ah, it changed.
Well, it's...
It's probably just very, it's really recent. 最近ですよ。大丈夫。気にしないで。
It's a long way ago.
All right, let's take a look at this vocab. What do we have first, Natsuko-san?
避難訓練
Disaster drill.
避難訓練 避難訓練
Then we have?
緊急
Emergency.
緊急 緊急
Now, there's also a word that's used on quite a few occasions.
緊急時
Time of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Or an emergency, the actual time that it's occurring.
Yeah. 緊急時
Emergency.
緊急時緊急時
So actually we have 緊急 suddenly, and 時 time, which and the reading here is 時 So suddenly, a sudden time. So Natsuko-san, 緊急 is emergency also.
Yeah, right.
So what's the difference between these two?
G means time, so it's more like in case of emergency.
Yeah, at the time of an emergency. Yeah. Then we have
大切
Important, valuable.
大切大切
And what are some 大切なもの you should take with you in times of emergency? We covered this in a previous lesson.Were you there or did you listen to that lesson?
Mm-hmm.
The government recommends you grab certain things at the time of an emergency. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we're watching TV and there's an earthquake in that drama or that story.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you're watching a TV show and inside of that TV show, there's an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
Some people immediately run for something.
What, water?
Bank book. Bank book. Forget the water. You can buy more.
But it's better not to go back to get one. I think you should escape immediately.
Yes. I remember we did a lesson about this, what to take with you to time of an emergency. So, interesting lesson. We had that whole list of what to do and this and that. It was a culture class, I believe. And next we have...
意味
Meaning, significance.
意味 意味
Then we have...
慌てない、慌てない、慌てない。
Don't rush. Keep your pants on. Very interesting, very interesting translation there. Next we have.
静かに。
Quietly.
静かに、静かに。
Next.
素早く。
Quickly.
素早く。素早く
Next
正解
Correct answer
正解。
Finally, we have
まさか。
Unbelievable.
まさか。まさか。
Okay, now let's take a look at today's conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we always do this. We always run out of time. We have to rush through things. So today, we're going to take a look. We're going to start looking at the good stuff. Now, we're going to start with the second line, where the kids respond to the teacher saying, today, we're going to have a disaster drill.
やだ!
All right. Nice, Natsuko-san. You haven't lost that touch. Now, of course, is an interjection,
mm-hmm.
and yada. Two syllables here, yada. But this is short for...
Yada.
And ia means something one doesn't like.
Yeah.
Something unpleasant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, unpleasant. So they don't want to do it, is what we're saying. Then we have the teacher.
緊急の場合に守らないといけない大切な言葉は何だったか分かる人は手を挙げて。
Who remembers the important phrase we have to abide by in the case of emergency? Let's take a closer look at this conversation. First we have
緊急の場合に
We start off with
緊急の
Emergency? Here, the no will translate as of、
mm-hmm.
Followed by
場合に
By here is the case、
mm-hmm. Occasion
Occasion にwill translate as in、
yes.
or at. So to go backwards, in the case of an emergency, ni, in, by, case, no, of, emergency, kinkyu, in the case of an emergency,
守らないといけない
have to protect. Again, this is a structure we covered previously, plain negative of a verb,plus to, ikenai, means that thing can't not do something. which we translate as have to.
Have to.
In the case of an emergency, have to, mamoru is protect. Have to protect. Translate have to abide by.
大切な言葉は
Important word. But 言葉 can also mean phrase. but here is the word.An important word.
何だったか?
What was? Why is this the case, Natsuko-san? The past tense.
Oh, it's because the teacher had already taught this to his student.
So therefore, they should remember it.
Yes. So it's like, you know, what was that? The thing I was talking about.
And nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we have?
分かる人は手を挙げて。
分かる人。The person who knows, hand raise. So this te, what would come after this? What's inferred? Agete, te wo agete.
Kudasai.
Yeah, please. But again, this is informal, the teacher speaking to the student. So someone who knows, please raise your hand. And all the kids, me.
Wow, they remember well.
Very well. So then we get the answer from Yamada. And what does this stand for?
押さない
Don't push
慌てない
Don't rush
静かに
Quietly
素早く
Quickly And this is the Japanese acronym、
mm-hmm.
for what should be done in the case of an emergency.
Yeah.
Now, we say we introduced acronym later, and in Japanese, acronym is
頭文字 But that actually means the letter at the front.
And this word, oasis, was formed from the first letter of each word.
頭文字 or 頭の文字
Meaning the first letter.
Yeah.
All right. And one last thing we want to point out. Finally, we have the teacher. He says something that's quite interesting.
まさか Yamada が正解するとは
I never expected Yamada to give the right answer. So...
Well,
what can we judge by this sentence?
Well, obviously Yamada isn't the one who was expected to give the right answer.
Yeah, not the brightest crayon in the box.
But I think, you know, teachers shouldn't say that.
Natsuko-san. Excellent point. Yes. They should be very supportive.
Maybe not here. Well, we're supportive.
All right. So that is going to do for today. Any questions, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Leave us a post. Stop by, pick up the PDF. Inside the PDF, lots of things to bring it all together. And finally, inside the Learning Center, many things to really reinforce what you hear in the lessons. That's going to do it for today.
じゃあまた今度。